Hi, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of 10K Dollar Day. This week, we've got some fun stuff to talk about. We talk about a pride of lions, disco jumpsuits, and tequila barrels.
Yep, sounds like college.
We'll see you at the end. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 69.
Ooh, how fun. I mean, I don't know why. No, 69 isn't. I don't mean it like that. Oh, let's start over.
No, we are definitely keeping that in. Oh, my God, that's so funny. I don't even know where to go from there anymore.
I mean, there's no judgment.
No.
Anyway.
I wasn't judging at all. There's no judgment. I don't know why you thought it would be judgment. It was just, I was just wondering if we were going to get past it, and we didn't. So that, it's interesting. Anyway, hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to 10K Dollar Day. I'm Lulu Picard.
I'm Allison Burns.
And this is the podcast where we go to different locations imaginarily, and we spend an imaginary $10,000. And before that, we're going to go through some of our wish lists and obsessions. So if this is your first time here, welcome. Thank you so much for listening. And we can't wait for you to join the fun.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. And we'd also love, if this is your first time, drop us a line and tell us how you found us. Did you find us through our social media on Instagram or Twitter? Did someone point you to our Patreon page? Were you browsing somewhere? We just really would love to know how the podcast is getting out from our mouths into your ears.
Well, I liked how you said that. Yeah. Our mouths into your ears.
Yeah, I'd never said that before, but it makes sense, right?
No, it does make sense.
Okay. and also, 69 episodes in, we still don't really have an intro. It's fine. So you had a big weekend. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I opened Mamma Mia this weekend. Uh-huh. Sold out crowds. Last night, I think we had close to 1,400 people.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I love the show. We've already had two reviews that have popped out, and they both love it. So all good things. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see. I'm going to see you next Saturday on stage.
Yes.
So if any of our bays are in the Tampa Bay or Orlando area, if you want to go see Allison on the 21st, we can make a big banner.
That'd be fun.
Well, don't get too excited, because if nobody comes with me, then we're not going to make a banner. But my family will be there. Maybe we'll just print something out.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, but feel free to go see her that night or any other night during the run of the show. When do you close?
May 12th.
May 12th at American Stage in the park, doing Mamma Mia. And you guys, she's the star.
Hey. I know it's the first ever in my career that I get the last bow.
Really?
Yeah, first time ever.
So do you have anything before we move on to obsessions, Allie?
No, I'm good.
Yeah? Let's do it. Okay. What's your obsession?
My obsession is actually some makeup that I found.
Ooh.
And the Rosie and Our show introduced me to it, and I went to find it at Ulta, and they did not have it. And then I was bummed, and I told her, oh, they didn't have it at my Ulta. And for opening night, she got it for me. And it is from Becca. And ironically, her name is Becca. But it's from Becca, and it's the Hydro Mist Set and Refresh Powder. Have you tried this stuff?
No, but the fact that it's called Hydro Mist and then that it's a powder is confusing to me. So you have to describe it.
Okay, you guys. It's magic. You have to keep it closed. Like there's two compartments. There's the little twist top that you would take off like a regular powder. Then there's another thing inside that you have to pop open. And when you dab this on your brush and put it on your face, it is cold.
What?
You're hearing me correctly. It is cool. It is a cold feeling. It's like a misty, cold powder, and it sets into your skin, and it is magical. And you've done a park show. It is hot as balls. And when I come in after running around outside for, you know, all of Act One, and I put that powder on my face, it is cool and refreshing, and I'm obsessed with it, and I will never use another powder till the day I die. It's so good.
We don't get paid to say any of these things, but if you have a product you would like us to sponsor, just to let you know, it comes with so much passionate hyperbole. We will make people think. So question about this powder.
Uh-huh.
Is it a foundation substitute or is it a setting powder?
Setting powder. It's translucent.
Okay.
So any color skin can use it, and it's magic. When she showed it to me, I was like, how is this possible? And then immediately I was like, I have to buy it. And then when she got it for me, I cried. I was so excited.
Can I try it when I see you next?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. It's okay. Magic.
I'm willing. It's just that you say a lot that things will work on every skin tone, but you're white. And I will tell you this. Many things work on many white people as far as cosmetics. Yeah. And it is not always true if you're not white that it will work on
okay.
your skin tone.
Well, we'll put it to the test.
Yeah, I would be curious to try. Okay. I'm not saying it's not going to work, but you've also told me that there was a foundation that matched every person in the world. And I still don't believe that.
Well, I haven't tried that yet. I did read some reviews, though, and people said that it was kind of like sticky feeling, like sunscreen.
Oh.
And so that, yeah, so I felt like, and somebody even said it smelled like it. So I was like, are they just combining sunscreen with some sort of weird
like a tinted, you know, you can use like a
BB cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my obsession is a plugin or an app that you can put on your Chrome browser.
Okay.
I'm not sure that I'm using most of those words correctly. So I will tell you that okay. I use Chrome as my browser on my desktop.
Gotcha.
And the app or the plugin is called Honey, H-O-N-E-Y.
Oh, wait. Does it find you deals?
Oh, yeah. Do you use it?
I have used it, but I am not currently using it. But well, I've heard of this.
Because it's set up where anytime that I go to any site of commerce, it pops up in a pop-up window and says, would you like me to check for codes? And then I press yes, and then it goes. So I recently made a purchase
mm-hmm.
that should have cost me about $50. And because of Honey, it found a code and got it down to $32.
Whoa.
Yeah, significant.
That's a huge savings.
It's huge. And so, it's called Honey. And I've been using it for a few years, but recently they've really been working. Like, the codes really, really work. So.
That's awesome.
That's my current obsession.
Love it. Honey. Yeah.
Honey. Now, what is your wish list?
Okay. My wish list is one of those giant, massive pool floats that Sam's Club has right now.
Is it like you can put your whole body on it?
Oh, you can put 8 whole bodies on it.
What? Like a party?
It's as big as a real boat.
No way.
Yes. And they have like coolers built into them and like 8 cup holders and like this built-in benches. Like they're massive. Like so big, I can't even tell you.
Built-in benches. How do you get on that float?
What do you mean? How you get on any float?
Well, if you're getting on a float, just you, I mean, part of it tips up. So are the other people like tipping up as people get on from one side?
You probably just have to like stagger your weight, like put someone in it, have them go to one side, and then the next person goes to the other side. You just keep like measuring the weight out, I would think.
Could you imagine, Allison, being with like 6 of your friends and a guy has to come on and then they're like, you, Lulu, can you move over to the
You're like, why is the weight not even? Oh, my God. But I feel like they're real. They're huge. You see the pictures.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look
massive.
It up. Because they're
so big.
I don't think
I
know.
I don't even know where
about.
To put it. Like, I would have to go to, like, a lake.
Right, because it wouldn't fit in, like, a neighborhood pool.
No, I would take up the whole pool.
That's really exciting. I would do that.
I know, me too. And they have, they show like all the like, the cans of like, you know, Zima or whatever, like in the cooler. It's really cute.
Cans of Zima in the cooler. Did they make these in 1994? And don't hang out with those people.
I don't drink beer, so I don't know. Like the wine cooler. What are they? What are Zima?
Zima is a malt beverage that was very popular like when I was in college, I think.
So maybe like what's like a popular cold beer?
A popular cold beer?
Yeah.
I don't know, like a mainstream popular cold beer, maybe a Yingling or a Corona. Or,
oh, Corona. That's a good one. That seems summery.
That feels summer. Absolutely. That feels vacation-y. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Love it. Or like a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
It's like I've taught you nothing.
I'm totally letting you down today. I'm sorry.
Mike's Hard Lemonade. When was the last time you had something like that?
Oh, God. I don't know, because all I drink now is wine and whiskey.
Yeah. I don't know why you're moving to, like, these college. Next thing you're going to say, we could get some Arbor Mist and make spritzers.
But I guess I think it's because once you see the picture of these floats, like, it brings you back. Because, like, all the pictures are of, like, college kids, like, hanging out, drinking beer.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we will do it, but we're just going to age it up a little bit. So we're going to have to bring, like, rosé.
Yes, see, that's good.
Yeah, and maybe some, you know, like, sparkling water on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
Don't worry. Don't worry, guys. I'll be in charge of the food and drink. Allison will just get the blow-up thing. Oh my gosh, so funny. My wish list is, it's a real wish list. Okay. This is real. I wish that I was a member of Rent the Runway Unlimited.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever rented the runway?
Yeah, I have actually.
I've never done it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was it easy?
Yeah, super easy because they send you two sizes.
I love that.
Yeah. And then you just return it and they give you like these nice bags to send it back in. You don't have to wash, you know, like dry clean it or anything. And, yeah, it was very easy. The thing is, I wouldn't do it for like regular clothes because what if you really like it? You can't afford to keep it. So then you're like bummed when you have to send it back. I did it for like an event and it was like a fancy, like sequiny gown that I would never wear again. So it was like, okay, yeah, one time wear. But some people I know, like, do it for, like, work. And I'm like, but well, what if that's you love what that outfit?
That's what the Unlimited is. You can just – but I think that you can probably have multiple items, and then maybe you just keep that one and then buy it on Amazon or something and then send it back.
Oh, that's a good idea to look up the same thing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
How much is it?
$159 a month.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know. And I just think I could go to Target and get like four outfits and keep them.
I know, but I think I wouldn't have to keep them. Like I wouldn't have to put them anywhere. And then any time that I wanted to wear them, I would just put it on my list for that because it's unlimited.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. One day.
Well, I have an event coming up in a couple weeks. And I think I might try to rent the dress.
Ooh, yeah.
The thing is that the prices that they rent for are actually what I would spend on a dress.
Right. So, well, but these are like normally like it could be like a $1,000 dress you're getting for like $150.
Yeah, I know. I think I might do it just for fun, just to get out of my rut. Yeah, why not? You know?
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay, so that's obsessions and wish lists. Oh my gosh, it is time
for 10K days.
Oh, that was
kind of pretty.
That was not too far off.
Yeah,
not too far off. Hey guys, if you want to book us, we sing at the end of our show. Just to let you know, there's a little song tag on to the end. Spoiler alert! Oh, Allison, we have shows coming up. Is this the time to announce them, or should we wait? That can also be a teaser, what
teaser.
I just said.
Let's do it at the end. Haha, stick around.
Okay, we'll do it at the end. All right, who do you think should go first?
I don't know. Mine's fun, and it's definitely something we could do.
Oh. Mine is fun, but not crazy fun, so why don't I go first?
Okay.
Okay. So, in honor of your opening night, and because I also have done that show this year, we are going to Waterloo.
Oh my goodness, that's brilliant.
There's a Waterloo in Canada, a Waterloo in Iowa, and a Waterloo in Belgium. And we are going to the Waterloo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We're going to...
In Iowa.
No, we're going to Belgium.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
We're going to Belgium, and it is the site of the battle that the song references.
Oh.
It is where Napoleon did surrender.
Oh, I can never remember those lyrics.
Really?
Yeah, it's so hard for me.
You know which real lyrics I never knew? Sorry, guys, this is going to get real Mamma Mia. I never know the words to, so come on, da-dee-da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-da-da-da, to the point that...
I never had to sing it.
Well, they turned our mics off, which I didn't know because we were putting the veil on Donna during that period. And
yeah.
But Lauren, who played Donna, Lauren Kennedy, she turns around at one point to get the veil, and I am just watermeloning. And it's during the first preview, and she just sees my face and starts cracking up, and she goes, "What are you don't know the words to these songs?" She says that on stage. "You don't know those words." And I said, "Well, I'm pretty sure my mic is off, but you're correct. I never learned the words." And then as we walked down the aisle for her wedding, we were just all in tears laughing. Never learned them.
So funny.
Anyway, we're going to Waterloo, where, as we said, Napoleon did surrender.
Correct.
And it's pretty close to Brussels, so I thought about doing it as a Brussels day, but it's going to be a Waterloo day. So Brussels is still up for 10K-ing. Just very important for you to know. Okay, so we're going to stay at Martin's Grand Hotel.
Nice.
Love Martin, whoever he is.
Yeah.
Because Waterloo is near Brussels, like a 25-minute drive, I think, it doesn't have any luxury places to stay within Waterloo. So Martin's Grand Hotel is in Waterloo, but the nicest suite, two nights, $800.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
No, not bad at all. And one of the things that Belgium is famous for are waffles, right? Like Belgian waffles.
Yes, correct.
So apparently the best way to have a waffle is to find it through street food. Like street carts.
Oh, yeah. Just like, okay, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
So for breakfast, I'm going to go have some sort of waffle somewhere. I'm not positive what makes a Belgian waffle different from a waffle. I tried looking it up, and apparently they're like chewier. I think that the dough is chilled before it goes in. Like, I don't know. It just got really technical, and I didn't really understand it.
Okay.
So I'm going to use my tried and true find the one with the longest line.
Okay.
Especially if it doesn't look like tourists. So if I see a cart with a really long line and none of them look like tourists, that's the one I'm going to buy.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I'm budgeting like $10, which I think is too much, but $10 is fine. However, that is not quite enough for my breakfast, right? Like, it's just a waffle.
Oh, to eat, right.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go to Zigzy Waterloo Cafe.
Okay.
It says it's healthy and vegetarian friendly. There is a lot of vegetarian stuff on their menu. And they also feature bagels made from New York water.
What does that mean?
Like, they bring because a lot of people say that the thing that makes bagels from New York so good is the water in New York. So, it's a thing.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's a thing to export the water There's a couple places in Florida that do it too, where they like literally take the tap water and export. I mean, it's terrible for the environment, guys. Just this is a terrible idea environmentally, and who knows if it makes the bagel what it is, because you have to boil bagels before you bake them.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about
Of
this.
It's all good. So at Waterloo Cafe, I'm going to have a bunch of their stuff. Their Zigzy Combo, which looks like a bunch of veggie type of things. It has a cereal assortment for breakfast, but it describes it as buckwheat roasted with curry.
Oh, yep. That doesn't sound breakfasty at all.
Right. So we'll see how that works out. And then I'm getting some duck, and then I'm getting vanilla ice cream on espresso with a drop of whiskey.
Ooh,
I know.
That sounds good.
It sounds so good. My breakfast, because I kind of over-ordered for breakfast, is $62.22 with tip.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big breakfast.
Yeah. Well, I have a big day because the next thing that I'm going to do is fly you over. Oh, yeah.
Finally.
But specifically because I have booked a location in Brussels called Cabaret Mademoiselle, and you and I are going to do a Mamma Mia concert.
Oh, my God. That's going to be awesome.
Your flight from Tampa to Brussels on Delta and Air France was $3,370 for premium economy. I got you premium economy.
Whoa.
And I also flew over our pianist from New York, Jason Wetzel, for
That's fun.
I know. Yeah. For $1,424 JFK to Brussels on Aeroflow. So that means that we have, you know, we just rented it out for the afternoon.
That's sensible, amazing matinee.
The way that they describe this place, Cabaret Mademoiselle, it says it is a multidisciplinary venue at the crossroads between the burlesque, the 1930s, a circus and freak show featuring glamorous drag queens and stand-up comedians who will guarantee a fun night. That's like exactly our type of place.
That's awesome.
So I kind of had to guess on how much it would cost to rent it out. Now, I'm not renting it during the evening, so I'm not technically cutting into their revenue time. So I would suggest to them, and granted, if we were really doing this, I would suggest a lot lower than this. But for 10K, for 10K life, I'm going to offer $1,500, which will, in my head, include all the technicians. So including sound and lighting support. And I would also add a 70-30 door split. They keep 70, we take 30.
So that's totally doable.
Because that way they'll help advertise, right? Because it's like in their advantage to have people come. And they get to keep the bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, because I feel like that way they know, the more people that are here, the more money we're going to make. Therefore, we'll help you, you know, get people here. So
totally.
That's what so my budget for that is $1,500.
Okay.
And who knows if we make money on the door split. But if we make money on the door split, we'll pay Wetzel with it.
Gotcha. Perfect.
Is that cool? Otherwise, he just gets the flight for free. Sorry, Wetzel. I'm not taking advantage of you. I'm just saying.
He would love it.
I'm flying you to Brussels. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
And everyone, that Jason Wetzel is the same Jason Wetzel that guest Googled with us on our live from New York episode. So you can hear him on there and listen to some of our back episodes. Great. So, we're at doing the cabaret with him. And just because I feel that there needs to be a theme and we are doing a Mamma Mia cabaret.
Right.
I rented ABBA jumpsuits from a company called Fourth Wall Scenic.
Okay.
Fourth Wall Scenic is a stagehand-owned costume and set rental company in the U.S. So you can rent whole sets, drops, and costumes, the whole package you would need. You can rent it from them, right? So they have their costumes for Mamma Mia, because they have a Mamma Mia package.
Gotcha.
Quoted at $4,500 to $9,000 for the length of your contract. But that's for that, that can outfit over 44 people. Oh. So I just need two of their mom jumpsuits.
Right.
For 2 days or 3 days.
What's Wetzel going to wear?
A week. You're right. You know what?
He's got to have at least a shirt.
No, he should have one of the dad jumpsuits.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Sorry, Wetzel. So I'm going to offer them. I think they will still take this price for the for that.
Okay.
I'm going to offer them $1,000 to borrow those three jumpsuits for like 1 week.
I think that's totally reasonable.
Right. And you know, you've worn these type of costumes before that are fabricated in order to rent out to other places. And so they have a lot of seam allowance, right? And you just keep editing, altering and then non-altering and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to get them altered in Waterloo at a place called Blanchisserie de Waterloo. They're going to do temporary alterations and unalterations. Mm-hmm. It's a rush job.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to give them $500.
Perfect.
I think it'll be simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
They do. They totally know. They said that they did costume alteration. So I'm guessing that this is going to work for them. Okay. So at this point, we finished our cabaret, and it's like, I don't know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock at this point. And, am I eating 4,500 times? I think I am. we're going to lunch at a place called, in Waterloo, called Mamma Mia.
Oh, my gosh. All ABBA all the time.
All ABBA all the time. And it just happens to be like a pizza and pasta place. That's called Mamma Mia. It's not at all referencing ABBA.
Perfect.
There's not an extensive menu online, so I just kind of had to make a pasta dinner type of thing. It's going to cost me $62.07 for that lunch.
That's not bad.
Easy. One of the other big things in Waterloo, so people go to Waterloo to either see the battle site, like if they're history buffs.
Yeah.
Or, I guess, there is an enormous lion statue.
Okay,
and
what's
the significance? Enormous. It commemorates the Battle of Waterloo.
Okay, but it's just huge.
I mean, huge. It's like bigger than a building.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just like a statue.
No, you have to like walk up to it. You might even be able to go into the building. It's built on top, like the base of the concrete. It's built on top. It looks gigantic.
Okay.
It also says that you have to go up a lot of steps to get to it.
Is there an elevator?
I don't think so. I think it's one of those things that you're supposed to be able to see from any point in the city. You know what I mean? So it's very raised up, and it's been there forever.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to go up the long line of steps. So there are two things in my life that lions kind of sort of have to do with. One is that I know that it's your husband's favorite animal.
Correct.
And I remember having to go, where were we? Like in the Bahamas somewhere, and we had to go find like lion statues. And the other thing is that it is the mascot of Orlando City Soccer Club, my hometown.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The men's team is called the Orlando City Soccer Club. The female team is called the Orlando Pride. But the lion is the symbol. So.
Well, the pride is lion.
Yeah.
You know?
I never put that together.
A lion's pride, right? Like, isn't that the family?
Yeah, it is. I just kind of thought it was because Orlando's so liberal and it was celebrating gay culture.
I think it's both.
I think it's the most brilliant name of a sports team ever right now because you made me realize that. Okay, so so Orlando City's colors are gold and purple.
Yes.
And therefore, I'm going to get, because you're there, I'm going to get you to take some pictures of me
okay.
at the lion thing. in this gorgeous gold and purple gown that I found from Rent the Runway.
Oh, there you go. We're full circle.
I know. So I'm renting it for $150. It's a Monique Lhuillier gown. We'll put, hopefully I can find a picture of that to put either on the blog or on the Instagram. And it's only going to cost me $150. And I just kind of want like a picture of me draped somewhere gorgeous in the gown with the big lion behind me. And that will be my like cover album photo for my coming home for Christmas or so. I don't know, you know, something. I don't know. Who knows? I'm sure it'll be useful at some point.
Yeah, of course.
Ashley's always like, do you guys have any more pictures of yourselves?
So oh, I know.
She can make graphics. So maybe that's what we can use it for. So now it's time for dinner. And I am paying for dinner for you and Quetzal. So no worries.
Thanks.
We are going to a place called La Sucrerie.
Okay.
At the hotel that I'm staying. And it used to be a sugar factory.
Okay. Yum.
Yeah. And now it's a fine dining establishment. So we're going to get the tasting menu and we're going to add cheese plates because I like cheese plates. So for each person, it's about $133.
Oh, that's a good
price tag. So we're looking at about $400.
Nice.
Which means that my total is $9,000. $411.52.
Ooh, yay. That's a good one.
Not bad for Waterloo, Belgium.
No, that's great.
Yeah. So you tell me, where are you going?
Okay, I'm going to Tequila, Jalisco.
Oh, that's like it's literally the name of a Mexican place here in Orlando, I think.
It's in the west of Mexico.
Okay.
And it's called, the city is called Tequila.
Oh.
And.
That's exciting.
Get ready for this.
Okay.
Oh, and we can do this. I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to book it, like, tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
I found this hotel. It's a boutique hotel called La Cofradía. And it is the only boutique hotel that is actually inside a tequila factory. It only has four rooms. And they call them casitas.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all inside what looks like giant tequila barrels. So the rooms, yes, they're outside and they're huge. They look like huge barrels. But it's your hotel room.
Are they air conditioned?
Oh, I don't know. I think so. They look really nice.
Okay, great. Then I'm
and
in.
It's the whole hotel, the whole place – is surrounded by agave fields.
Oh, so they're making it like in that area.
Yeah. Oh, they're making it right there. Here's the thing. So for two nights, it said in Mexican pesos, for two nights, $7,907.60. I was like, oh, this is going to go easy. But then when I converted to USD, it's only $421.59 for two nights.
Oh, no. I mean,
like,
bad for
the
10K,
ratio,
but we could go do that.
Oh, we can do all this. Here's the thing. They offer so many experiences. It includes breakfast, that $421 for two nights.
Crazy.
And then in the morning, I'm going to take the tram tequila. Now, it's a giant, like, bus, but it looks like a tequila bottle that you're in.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a tour of the local city. It's only $10 for this tour.
Of course.
Then I'm going to do this full tequila process tour. It takes you from harvesting the, like, agave that they use to the fermentation process. Then you go distill it. Then you create your own tequila.
What?
Yeah. Then you do a tequila tasting. Then you design your own bottle.
What? Are you going to make 10K tequila?
Duh. And guess what? The whole thing, $85.89.
That's
for
insane.
All of that. I know. And it always looked like so much more because in the pesos, it's like thousands. But then when you like do the conversion, it's not. $85 for that entire experience. Crazy.
So cool.
Okay. So in this hotel, they also have a restaurant bar. And it's the actual tavern of this bar is 4.5 meters underground. And it says it has the air of an old tavern that makes us relive the yesterdays of tequila.
Whatever that means.
The yesterdays of tequila.
Yeah.
That was college for me.
Right?
It's so true. But this is like good tequila. This isn't like Tito's. So
the average cost of a meal there, because I couldn't get the actual menu, but it says the average cost is $15.99 per person.
Oh, man. Okay.
I know. Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to spend $15.99 on my lunch. After that, they also have another adventure. It's a rappel adventure. So they actually have some like little hills and mountains and you can rappel, and it's called Adventure Tequila.
Wow.
So for $37.32, you can rappel. Now, it is a two-person minimum, so I'm going to buy it out. So I'm spending $74.64 to rappel. Still, nothing I'm doing is like over like $100.
I know. It's crazy.
It's so cheap. There's not a ton of restaurants in that area. They do have some more, but I looked up the best of the best. And where I'm staying, this hotel, La Cofradia, is the best. So I'm going to go back there for dinner. And again, average price, $15.99 per person.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
I mean, I am both so sad for your 10K day and also completely adding this to my list of where we should go.
Oh, we have to do this, especially if that's how cheap those barrels are. Like, we could each get one. Like,
our own barrel.
We're going to do it.
Well, you know I need my own barrel anyway. Like,
yeah.
I'm not sharing. First of all, how big is a barrel?
It's like, pretty big.
Is it even shareable? Share a barrel?
Share a barrel. Is it shareable?
Oh my God, that's so funny. Is it shareable?
Is it share a barrel? Why? This is so stupid.
That's funny. Okay.
So go
after
on.
After my dinner. You're so stupid. Oh, what's even funnier is that I can't actually get it to come out of my mouth correctly. Like, you keep saying it right, and I'm like, shareable. And you're like, it's not shareable.
It's like brewery.
Oh, God. Okay. So then they have a night tour. It's called Tour of the Senses. And this is the only description. Awaken your senses in the darkness of the night.
What?
I know.
That sounds terrifying.
But I think because it's actually like a tour of the tequila field, and I think like it's like, oh, awaken your senses to like all the tequila tastes.
Again, we're going back to college, and I'm telling you now that tequila plus open fields plus darkness is not a good idea.
Well, it's only $15.46, so, you know.
Okay.
So any of you that do the math as we go, I don't know if any of you actually do, but you know that right now with the hotel and all the things I've done, I'm only at $600. It's not even $1,000. I'm at $639.69.
That's crazy.
That's it. So I was like, oh my God. Because when I first did this, I was only writing down the pesos. And I was like, oh, I'll go back and convert it later. So when I reached the end of my day, I went back and everything was like $15 and under. And I was like, oh God, oh God. And then I got to the end of the day and I was like, it's not even $1,000. This can't be my life. So then I was like, Allison, you're in a place that makes this high-end tequila. So I Googled, what is the most expensive tequila made in Tequila, Mexico?
Okay.
Right? Uh-huh. There's a bottle that's called Tres Cuatro Cinco.
Four, five.
Yes, and it's called that because it combines 3, 4, and 5 years old tequila in one. So different aged tequilas.
Okay.
It combines into one. It is It was created by the Francesca family that is actually from Tequila Jalisco. They've been there for 4 generations already. They only make 1,000 bottles a year of this. That's it.
Okay.
And each bottle is $390. Okay?
Okay.
Still not terrible, but I decided I'm going to buy 24 bottles.
Okay.
And give them away to the cast and band as closing night gifts for Mamma Mia.
This is okay? All Mamma Mia all the time. And I'm okay with
ABBA.
It. Okay.
All ABBA all day. So that price tag for 24 bottles of Tres Cuatro Cinco is $9,360. You're welcome, cast and crew. Even though I think like 2 or 3 of them aren't even old enough to drink, but they can give it to like their parents. Which makes my total in Tequila Mexico $9,999.69.
You are kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
69 cents. This is episode 69.
Whoa.
We haven't had a number thing in a long time.
That's huge.
Well,
that means we're totally doing this. Like, that's a sign.
That's a sign that which one? That we're going to tequila or that we're going to buy expensive tequila or that what is it a sign of?
Yes.
I mean, okay.
All of those things. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good.
Isn't that fun? We have to do that. It's
it
so
is
cheap.
Fun. Yeah, that's really good. I like that a lot.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, so that is what we would do if we had $10,000 in either Waterloo, Belgium or Tequila, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had $10,000 to give away, let's talk about that.
All right.
I would give my $10,000 to a charity called, which I love the name of this charity. It's called Give Music a Chance.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
Yeah. I feel like the name of it, I always want to shrug while I say it. Like, give music a chance. but I think it's supposed to be a little more decisive than that. It is a humanitarian nonprofit organization in Waterloo, Belgium, that is focused on giving children in developing countries and conflict zones access to education, the arts, and sports. And okay. I love, this is the quote from their website, which I love. We want to give young people living in conflict areas the opportunity to create and perform music and be able to connect, unite, and in some instances, reconcile through music. We want people to have the opportunity to have their voices heard through music.
Oh, I love that.
I do too. So they have a partner, a local partner called Music Fund.
Okay.
They collect old instruments, they repair them, and they send them to countries such as Palestine, Mozambique, Congo, Morocco, Haiti, and they train local people in each area in instrument repair and maintenance.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
So then they give the kids these, you know, they give the kids the instruments, they teach them, and then they set up that infrastructure. One of the ways that this charity, Give Music a Chance, and we'll have the link on our blog, mm-hmm. one of the ways that they raise money is they have a music festival every year. And on their site, I went to their current, like, what their lineup for their current music festival, and there are 2 TBD spots, Allison.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and I just want them to know that we're available.
Yeah.
Like, how would we,
yeah.
We would totally go there and give music a chance.
Yeah.
So, get with it.
Make that happen.
Give music a chance in Waterloo. We love your charity, and we want to help. Yeah. So, what's your charity?
So, I found a charity that is at a site called eatbychloe.com.
Okay.
So this site, they actually make their own tequila called Jaja Tequila.
Yeah.
And what they do is they have a charitable component. So every case of this Jaja Tequila that Eat by Chloe sells, they donate $1 per case to the Tequila Interchange Project. So I found that this way. So this Tequila Interchange Project is a nonprofit that focuses on sustaining bat life in Jalisco.
Wait a minute, tequila. What?
Bats. So apparently bats actually help the agave fields, and it's an essential part of the ecosystem in tequila, in this place in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. So not only do they help that, but they also focus on the healthy working conditions of the people that work there. So all the harvesters who work in the agave fields, like who use the axes in hand to, like, you know, harvest this agave, they actually help with their working conditions too, which I think is really important. So, yeah. So I thought that was a cool charity. It's the Tequila Interchange Project. And I found it by going to this eatbychloe.com website. So that's what I would get back to, because we forget about all the workers. I think they call them gemadores is what their names are.
Yeah.
Or what they're referred to as.
How are the bats useful to make tequila?
Well, I don't know the exact. Maybe it's like bees, how they can like prey. Like maybe they eat them and then they like drop the seeds somewhere else or something, like pollinate. Okay. Maybe it's the bat poop. Maybe they use the poop.
That's great. You're selling me on tequila with every. Do you like tequila? I don't know. Are you a tequila person?
Good tequila. It has to be real good. Smooth.
Yeah, it has to be really good for me to like it.
Really good.
It's not my favorite, but I will drink it if it's really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will also do a well-timed tequila shot.
Yeah.
But I have really to be
good tequila.
I have to be in the mood.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just casually do a tequila shot.
No. I have to, like, have a place to stay for the night.
I have to be like, you know what, guys? You know what I think we should do tonight? Rage! And then all of a sudden it's like, someone set them up.
Yeah, totally.
Chats.
So that's what we would do responsibly with $10,000. And speaking of helping people out, if any of you would like to support this podcast financially, that would be amazing. You can head over to our Patreon page. It's www.patreon.com/$10K Day. Check that out. We have some really cheap, inexpensive, totally affordable subscription tiers. We are talking $2 a month if you want to get in on the ground floor. And we also, if you just kind of want to give us some coffee money, I mean, not for us to have coffee, I mean your Starbucks money, do you know what I mean? Like just a fiver. It sounded like I was asking them to pay for my coffee, which was terrible.
Like, well, okay.
No, that's not what
I mean.
Can
you fund my coffee?
Oh gosh, not at all what I mean. Anyway, we also have a PayPal donation button on our website, 10kdollard.com. And basically what that money goes to is flights to the gigs. It goes to application fees to festivals, because even the ones that we're not getting into, we still have to pay to apply for them. It goes towards upgrading our equipment. It goes towards all that kind of stuff. So it goes right back into the podcast and helps make this, you know, possible to get out, what did I say, from our mouths into your ears.
Correct.
Yeah.
And speaking of those gigs, I think it's time for that news now.
Okay.
So far this year, we have submitted to 4 different podcast festivals, and we have heard back from 2 of them with good news that we have been booked to speak. The first one is actually in Philadelphia, and that is going to be happening in August. It's going to be August 24th and 25th. So anyone that's in the Philly area, it's called the Respect Podcast Festival, and it's for women, which we're really excited about. Mm-hmm. So we'll be posting more about that. So if you're in the Philly area during that time, around that weekend, shoot us an email or send us a message on Facebook or Instagram. Let us know. Maybe we can meet up. We'd love to have your support at these events as well.
Yeah, we have some engaged listeners who live in Philly, so it'd be great for us all to go out for drinks one night, which would be so much fun. And just to let you know, that Philly gig at the Respect Women's Podcast Festival, that is their inaugural festival. So if you are around the Philly area, please go and support them. And also, we are going to be doing a live episode. So that gig is like us doing our podcast, except with an audience. So it'd be really fun for you to come out and see the show. And as soon as we know our exact time slot and day, we will tell you guys. Go ahead, Allie, tell them about the other one.
Yeah. And our second one is just a few weeks later in September, September 6th and 7th, we are going to be in Atlantic City. And we're going to be speaking at the Ocean Resort Casino at MapCon. And we only have about 8 minutes to speak, but we are getting it down to a science. We're super excited. And spoiler alert, they've already booked us for next year for the entire 21 minutes as a featured speaker. So we are moving up the chain really quickly. Super excited about that one. I do believe to be able to come to that talk, you have to buy a ticket to the entire festival. Mm-hmm. But again, we'll be in the area. So if we have anyone in the Atlantic City area that maybe want to meet up one night for drinks or maybe even a coffee one morning, we'd love to set that up. So let us know, fans, if you're there.
Yeah, we would love to do that. And that's kind of something that we really had our eye on for this year. So last year was our first year. This is our second year of the podcast. We knew that we wanted to travel more. We knew that we wanted to do more live shows. And we also know that with those live shows, we would love to get out and meet you guys and talk about it and talk about places you've been and what you would do with $10,000 and maybe get your voice on our podcast even as we ask you about them. So definitely hit us up if you're in one of those areas. And if you're somewhere where you might think that we should come and do a show, let's talk about that too. We will put you in touch with our producer and we can figure that out.
Yes, we would love to do that.
Yeah.
Even house parties. We'll do a house party.
We'll do a house party. We don't even eat that much. I'll eat first.
No.
We'll eat first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do a $10,000 a day live episode in your living room with all of your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will we will drink so much.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. Allison, I like want to do that now. I just want to call our friends up and go, can we have a party and
Why
do
not?
Our pod? Okay. That might be coming in the next few weeks. We could figure that out. All right. Well, thank you to everybody who has already subscribed on Patreon. It is such a great feeling to know that we have your support. If that is not in your budget right now, first of all, we understand none of this stuff that we talk about is in our budget. There are still things that you can do that really help. Rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to your podcasts super, super helps us. It's all an algorithm thing, you guys. Engaging with us on social media, just liking our things, retweeting us, saying hi to us on Facebook, any of that, it just puts a little smile in our heart every time. And especially when we see a new face pop up or a new name, that's always a lot of fun. You can also add your happies to our What's Your Happy campaign.
Yeah, you can go to your Instagram story and post a picture or a video of something that's made you happy for the day. It can be big or small. Make sure you tag at $10,000 a day and hashtag What's Your Happy.
Yep. What is your happy?
My happy today is that I got to sleep in because my mother, who now lives very close, which I think was my happy last week or the week before, came over and spent the night because my husband's out of town for a week, and she let me sleep in this morning. I was so excited. Ugh. I woke up and it was like 10:30 and I was like, oh, and then I just laid in bed for another half an hour and I was like, this is magical.
Oh, that's so good. You deserve it. You've been working so hard.
I'm not getting home until like almost midnight. Because our shows don't come down to like 11. And then once I get out of there, and it's a 30-minute drive home. And then once I get home, I have to shower because it's the park and it's sweaty. And then I want to make a hot toddy. And then I am hungry, so I have popcorn. So, you know, it's lots of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my happy today is that I slept. What about you?
That's great. My happy is that I was in – or I've been in Orlando for an extended time, which is where my family lives, and is also where my ex-boyfriend lives. And so I got to see my dogs this week.
Oh, yay.
Because I was actually here for a long enough period of time where I could have a dog at a time. So I had a London Noodle for 4 days, and I have Nora tonight, and then I drop
– That's awesome.
Yeah, I drop her off, and I go back to work on Monday, but – it was really nice to have them and just kind of reconnect with them.
Yeah, that's great.
And I swear that Nora, who's my older dog, I swear that she and I, like, have a mind connection. I think that Ajax and I did, too. But I feel like I got her whole, like, life update since I last saw her when she stared in my eyes yesterday. She stared, like, for a solid 45 seconds. like without blinking. And I felt that I was getting images of her life in the past year.
Aww.
So then I sent her like images, which was basically like my Instagram feed. I just kind of went over the pictures that I posted and I was like sending them to her too. Is that weird? Aww, that's a little weird.
No. I mean, no, it's your dog. You love it.
Well, that's what I did. So on that crazy note, thanks everyone for sitting with us for whether this was a little under an hour, a little over an hour, whatever. You know, we're loosey-goosey with that sometimes.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are enjoying those 10K Saturdays. And as always, thank you for spending your time with us. It really, really, really makes our day. 10K Dollar Day is produced by Ashley Burns. Music is by Stan Collins. Graphic art is by Jacob McAllister. Thanks, as always, to Buzzsprout, our amazing hosting service. And we're going to end this episode the way we end every episode, with friends like us.
Who needs amenities?